From Friday, the default speed limit in rural areas on local roads will change from 80 kilometres down to 60 kilometres per hour. And that's on all rural local roads in the county, with the exception of four, because each local authority was able to bring in bylaws where it felt that due to the alignment of the road, the width of the road, etc., that the local road could stay at the higher 80 kilometre an hour speed.
All right, before you give us those then, so this doesn't apply to every signpost that's got 80 kilometres on it.
No.
This is just on Friday, the rural local roads.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so like a lot of roads, a lot of what we would consider our main roads within the county are regional roads. Mm-hmm. That's the class, they're a regional road. And they currently have an 80 kilometre hour speed limit. So those roads are not changing. So an example of those regional roads would be the back of Errigal Road, would be the road from Letterkenny to Remelton and on to Mulford and out to Rathmullen. Other regional roads would be the road from Frosses through to Kilrain or Glenties. So those regional roads are not changing.
And someone messaged in when we were talking about this, and they said, so that means that virtually the whole road network in Inishowen is going to be 60 kilometres per hour.
No, they're not changing. And in fact, there are actually some of the sections, the section of the regional road from Muff past Quigley's Point is actually a slightly higher speed. It's judged to be 100 kilometre speed. So it's not changing. So if you think of Inishowen, you go from Bridge End into Buncranna, that speed limit is not changing on that road. The road from Muff through Quigley's Point, onto Mobile, and Greencastle is not changing as a result of this. The road from Quigley's Point through Glen Tohar into Cairndonna is a regional road. It's not changing. It's the roads that come off that road are changing.
Right. So you talked about some exemptions to this. Four have been identified.
Yes. Yeah. So the four sections of local road that are staying at 80 kilometres an hour is the Ardahi to Ardra Road down in South Donegal, the old Sligo to Donegal Town Road between Lahey and Ballintra is staying at 80. The racecourse road from Muff to the border with Derry, and the Windhill Road, which goes from Bridge End over to the Burnfoot to Muff Road, so from the 19th hole over to the Burnfoot to Muff Road, they're all staying at 80. So that's a very small amount of roads when you consider all of our local roads. The rest of the local roads are all going to 60.
So I see Loch Salt in my notes here. Is that a local road?
Yes.
So that's going down to 60?
Correct. That's right, yeah.
And then say, for instance, just stay with that road as it meets the road, where would that meet? As it meets the road sort of into Carrigart and then on to Downings, is that going down to 60, or are they now we're on to regional road?
So from Chrysler across through to Carrigart and back into Milford is a regional road. So it's staying at 80 under the boat. Now, Greg, it may sound confusing, but there's going to be loads of signs in the
road. Of course. Do you know what the only confusion here is us determining, you know this like the back of your hand, what a rural road and a regional road is. But I think you've explained it quite clearly there. A regional road would be in rural areas, the arteries effectively. And then often, but not exclusively, the local roads are what branches off from that.
Yes, but also, you know, as I said, we'll have loads of reminders. There's going to be, so where you branch off your regional road that still stays at 80 and you turn down your local road, you're going to have a sign that says 60 in front of you. Or if it's one of these local roads that's 3 or 4 metres wide with a bit of grass up the middle, and we do have some of those, it'll be a rural speed limit sign. Mm. It'll not be a number. So it's a white circle with five black diagonal lines. That signifies the default speed limit is 60.
Yeah. I don't think it's about people. I think at this point, a lot of the conversation we've had, Brian, or what a lot of the message we've had is how people will feel it will impact on them. In other words, will it slow traffic outside their house? They think that's great. Will it take them an extra 4 hours to get to work? That's bad. So, you know, I know there'll be lots of great signage, and that's already begun. We've seen the signs out there already, and a lot of modern cars too, they have the sign reading software or the cameras, so they'll know that themselves. I think people are trying to figure out what this might mean to them, but I think we've been pretty clear what Friday is. So then the next stage is what?
So the next stage will then be our urban centres, our towns and villages. That is a process where there'll be consultation on later this year. So the public will be invited to get involved. So that may involve some speed limits within our town and village cores going down to 30 kilometres an hour. So in our town centres or village centres potentially going down to 30 kilometres an hour. But there's guidelines there, and our teams are working through each of the towns and villages coming up with proposals. They will be discussed with our elected members. Then they'll be released for public consultation. So the public will get a chance to comment on all of those. And then those comments will be considered before there's any changes to be made. And then there'll be a further campaign.
Would you anticipate, without sort of, you know, trying to predetermine the public feedback, would you anticipate the council seeking many exceptions to that, if that's the phraseology? Like, say, for instance, Duncan Ealey, you know, that's on it's kind of a relatively long town, but it is sort of straddling, you know, an important road. Would you anticipate, you know, as an example, people go, well, it would be a bit of an imposition to bring that down to 30, or maybe the people of Duncan Ealey would say, listen, bring us down to 30 because we're sick and tired of the traffic flying through.
Yeah, well, I suppose without highlighting any town or village in particular, Greg, I could see examples where you will have what we've determined main roads through towns and villages coming down to 30 kilometres an hour, because we have to remember, for probably too long, our towns and villages have been dominated by the car and by the vehicle. And, you know, in reality, we want, with active travel and people life walking, we want to encourage our kids to walk to school. We want to make the places safer. We need to improve safety. And one of those is reducing the speed limit in those towns and village goes down to 30 kilometres an hour. And that has happened right across Europe. And there are quite positive benefits. And when you think of the time lost travelling a relatively short distance at 20 kilometres an hour lower, it's really immaterial in your journey.
A caller says, hi, Greg. If there's no chance getting caught speeding, then this is a waste of time. We really need cars to start driving around rural roads and even talk to the locals in those areas. Look, that's a policing matter, and it's not for me or Brian for that matter, but I presume this is about changing a mindset, right? It's not always about shooting fish in the barrel, but if, you know, whether it's this generation or future generations, that we accept that the speed limits are lower. Do you know what I mean? There'll always be a level of compliance. There'll be those that will ignore the speed limits, but I think this is, in the first instance, talking to those who might comply. But it's yet to be seen. Right, so urban areas and estates down to 30. That is later this year. Now, national secondary roads. This is another sort of area of confusion, because there are some, you know, brilliant national secondary roads that you would expect to stay at 100. There are others that you would welcome the reduction to 80. Has the consultation on that started yet, Brian?
No, and that'll probably be a third phase, Greg. And in the county, we have one national secondary road that basically forms a ring of our county. So that's the N56, which goes from Mountaintop out through Freeshla, Dunfanaghy, Eddore, and Clonmacnoise, down through Glenties, Ardagh, Killybegs, and back into Donegal town. So that'll be subject to a future, probably the third phase of the speed limit changes, potentially taking this current default from 100 down to 80. But that's yet to be determined, and that'll be there may well be sections that, as you say, have been improved that'll be viewed differently to other sections, but that's further down the road. I suppose we'll concentrate on on these changes.
But that'll be a biggie. That'll be a big because people. That I think that's the area where people will want for us to get this right. Also, I've got no impact in it whatsoever. Where, you know, it's quite obvious that 80 would be a better speed limit, but people, especially getting to and from work, and the fact that we live in a rural country, would not like to see the speed. Would you anticipate that we might see the retention of 100 kilometres, you know, on some of the obvious routes? Like I'm thinking, you know, Ballybuffet to Donegal Town, for an example, or the N56 extends, doesn't it, from Donegal Town to Bundoran?
No.
What's that road? That's the N14, right? Okay, sorry, yes. N14. This is why we have you on.
They're national primary routes, and at present there's no... There is no plans to change those speed limits.
Right, okay, this is getting really clear now. I know this might sound like I'm being silly, but I think this is working for all of us because I've had so many conversations. Our national secondary road effectively is the N56. And that loops, as you've already outlined, north from Letterkenny and around Creasla and back down through Glenties and into Donegal Town. I think people might obviously now start seeing themselves, right, that's that road. We can see where 80 would make more sense and we would hope maybe in some areas 100 would be retained.
Yeah.
So the impact really here is not, I mean, hopefully it would have an impact in reducing death and serious injuries. But in terms of your day-to-day getting about, it's not massive changes for Donegal, is it?
No, we would like to think that there's not too many people doing more than 60 kilometres an hour anyway on a lot of our local roads. One advantage that I see with it, Greg, is that every place where you have a local road or a group of local roads joining either a national road, or that's either a national primary or national secondary, or a regional road, there will be a repeater sign to signify what the speed limit is on the regional road. So there'll be an 80 sign in front. So that'll be a constant reminder for people travelling on the regional road network that 80 kilometres an hour is the speed limit, and that's the speed limit that they should be staying at. So in my view, that'll help reinforce the speed limit on the regional roads, and on the national roads, where you meet the national roads, there'll be 100 repeaters, so that'll help reinforce that. So it's to me, if you take it as the full package, there'll be more reminders out there about what the speed limit is on the road. And remember, the speed limit, it's not a target. It's you have to drive to the conditions of the road, but it just help us condition us as to the right type of speed or the maximum.
Just
speed.
Some of the questions that are coming through, I'm not going to curate them because you know so much more about this than I do, Brian. What's the new speed limit from Convoy to Ballybuffet Road at Kilross going to be? So that would be a local road, wouldn't it?
Well, no.
No, sorry, that would be a...
That's a regional road.
A regional road, I beg your pardon.
So it's not changing. Convoy to Kilross is a regional road, and then it's a national primary from Kilross into Stirling.
Right, just some of the comments I'll hold back. What about Letterkenny to Bridgend Main Road?
Well, that's a national primary, so that stays at 100 kilometres.
All right, okay. When you go on a local road, there is a circle sign with black lines through it, and it just says go slow. What are they about? Now, why don't they have 60 on them, I wonder, Brian?
It's you might recall back in the noughties, the speed limits changed on national roads, and therefore that meant the speed limits changed on all roads that weren't national roads. So where the national road met a local road, and this could have been a 3 meter wide road with grass growing up the middle, there was a sign in some cases put on that road that said 80 kilometers an hour. People are thinking, why is that sign there? So you couldn't even do 30 kilometres an hour. So the rural speed limit sign came in to be used in those circumstances. So that just defaulted to the rural speed limit. So that sign, whereas today that sign means 80 kilometres an hour, that sign from Friday means 60 kilometres an hour.
A caller says, am I correct in thinking that roads starting with an R will stay at 80?
Correct.
Yep.
Unless that, like Muff to Quigley's Point, which has a higher speed